And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the largest, most modern sport fishing fleet in the world in San Diego here. And we've got a great guest, Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica, talking some fishing here.
Yeah, this has been great, man. Good info. And yeah. It's great on a day like this because, you know, in another couple of weeks, there's no way we're going to peel Andrew away for the weekend talking fishing. So, you know, pre-season. And it's nice to be able to get a guy like Andrew that's going to be busy all year long.
First thing, Frank Lopresti came in and said, were you running yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're having
and it's getting close, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're there. I mean, this year, I think just more than years past, parts and odds and ends are just a little bit harder to come by. Totally. Everything's back ordered and stuff like that. So that we're doing a little bit more waiting than working as far as maintenance goes, but we're getting there.
All right.
We're almost done.
That's cool. That's felt like in every industry everywhere, you know, like nothing runs as easy as trying to get things right now.
Yeah, it's all good though.
Yep, no doubt. Well, hey, we're having a great time this morning, having a great show. If you want to join us and be part of it, have a question for Andrew, give us a call, area code 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or shoot us a text, that Let's Talk Hookup text option via the Let's Talk Hookup app will get you right through. There's been a lot of great texts coming through, a bunch of them here during the break. So we've got some great texts to read for you in the second hour. And, again, giving away such a killer prize and such a big thanks to Andrew. Someone's going fishing on a day-and-a-half trip on the Pacifica out of C4 Sport Fishing, and we're giving away that trip to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, so a great, great opportunity.
Pretty awesome. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Sounds good. John in Huntington Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always. My question for Andrew is, with the cooler water now that it appears anyway, we may have a cooler summer. If we see albacore, how do you see that playing out? And then also, in your experience, can you describe how you fish the slide most effectively for the albacore? And then assuming that we catch a bunch, how would you guys take care of those fish? Do you have an RSW system that you can use? And how can you just describe the fish processing part of it?
Yeah, so as far as the fish processing and care, one of the things that we put a lot of time and effort to is the quality of the fish that comes out of our fish hold. We do have a refrigerated fish hold that we keep at 32, 33 degrees. We try to be real gentle with the fish. As they come on board, each fish is bled. Anything over 40 pounds, we gill and gut. Cause just like I said, like we do try to take real good care of all the fish that come on board, because in my opinion, you know, it's really the fruit of our labor last experience you have with us is when you're sitting down with your girlfriend or your neighbor or whatever and enjoying some fish. That's you know, the grand finale of your trip.
The quality of it.
And
so when you do put it into RSW now, do you guys fillet on the boat, or do you have the fish processors come and visit it?
We do both. You know, obviously being right next to Sportsman's, they're always there. Five Star comes over. You know, whenever I call them, they'll be there. I'm sure Fisherman's Landing would too. We haven't used Fisherman's Processing. The processors are available. They all do a great job, but the crew is also down there cutting on every trip for those that want it. And as far as that albacore thing, you know, I guess the best way I can describe it, if you've never done it, is similar to, you know, good yellowfin fishing, I guess. You know, being proactive with your bait, keeping a good bait out there. I know the old rubber core trick is pretty effective albacore fishing.
One of these days, we're going to be able to test it. We hope.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen.
I can't wait. And I remember how excited people get and everything. And we're like getting to the point at the tackle store now where like a lot of our crew has not been around since like the quote unquote old good old albacore days. You know what I mean? Like we were BSing about it the other day in the shop. Like, well, how many of you guys have even caught one? Like, well, I've never caught one, but I've seen one before. You know, like
I saw one.
Yeah, when I was in school, like I remember guys catching them. You know, my dad used to catch them. Like, it's been a while, man. I'm ready. I'm ready for that to come back.
Yeah. I'm okay with what we have.
Exactly. I'm ready for that to come back. I'm not willing to give up 70-pound bluefins on long drifts.
Yeah.
You know, all day long catching 50 fish that bite all day long, that bite the flat falls and 200-pounders blow it out on kites. I'm not ready to give that up yet. But I'll take some albacore to come along.
Yeah,
with it.
I
can handle that. But
yeah, I mean, if they're taking orders, maybe we can do a little bit of both.
Combo
know?
Trip.
Throw a little
big
eye in
like
there
it.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
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 Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, great text from Good Morning. My question is Ryan, and he wants to know, how did you start up in the sport fishing industry? What was your start? And then also wants to know, does a ringed hook make a difference?
So as far as where I started, actually, I started when I was 12 or 13 years old, pinheading for Brian Woolley on the Sumfront at Dana Wharf. I worked for him until I graduated high school, and then when I graduated high school, I came down to San Diego and worked on the American Angler for 5 or 6 years, something like that.
Did you know the guys from the Angler while you were working on with Woolley, or did you just know that was the next move that you wanted to make? Like, how did one get to the other? Like, did they recruit you from the boat and know you through Woolley, or did you just come down and say, I want a job? Like, how did that come about?
I just showed up with my slickers until they gave me a job.
I said, I want a job on this boat.
Yep.
Just heard about the reputation and everything. Mm-hmm.
Talking about Aliar and I, he was working on the qualifier, and he started on there, and he told me, he's like, man, I hear good things about that American Angler. Everyone's always talking about how great they are. I'm like, all right.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Wow.
When did I get in?
No kidding.
And how long ago was that?
Was it 2009 or 2010,
wow.
Something like that?
Wow. That's
yeah.
Good for you. And what about ring hooks?
The ring hooks, I don't know. I mean, when I was working on the American Angler and we were down, way far away fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. We definitely like the rings hooks when you're, fly line on a bait with 100 or 130 pounds. But as far as locally here, especially if you're catching fish under 40 pounds, I don't think it makes a big difference. We don't really get a whole lot of bites fly line and sardines on those bigger grade bluefin. But, if we were fly lining for those bigger bluefin, I would say it helps a little bit because that, especially when you're tying a knot with 60, 80, 100 pound, the knot can be kind of cumbersome and gives that hook and bait a little bit more leeway to swim and look a little bit more natural. But
lighter line is not your favorite. Heavier line, there maybe is a place for it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Great. Cool. All right, very good text. Let's go ahead and jump back
to
the
comments.
You got
it, man. Well, they're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Marissa calling us from Hamul this morning. What's up, Marissa? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Marissa.
My question is, what's the best rod to take on a full day trip?
On a full day? That's not an easy question to answer anymore. And the reason, and everybody's looking around, is the most, this time of year on a full day, you're hoping to catch, yellowtail, and you would need and most of the way that yellowtail's getting caught is going to be on a yo-yo jig. So a rig that would maybe fish like 40-pound line would be the outfit that you would want to take on a full day, because you could yo-yo jig up a yellowtail, and if the yellowtail wasn't happening, that same size rod and reel would very appropriately fish, a 10 to 12 ounce sinker, and you could catch your rock cod with it that way. So right now it would be like a 40 pound outfit.
Yeah, like San Diego started running and
exactly.
Out of C4th, and Liberty's not too far behind,
mm-hmm.
And I know probably Mission Bell's getting close too. So
totally
full day trips. So like what rod? What particular rod would you recommend?
Just a 7 foot rod that would be rated like 30 to 80 pound test, mm-hmm. And like a Speedmaster 20 or a Speedmaster 12, rather, or a Speedmaster 20, or a Torium 20, and it doesn't need to be a super fancy, super expensive rig, just something that will fish 65-pound Spectra at a nice long top shot, a 40-pound mono, would do all of your cod and your yo-yo jigging for yellowtail. And then as the spring progresses and that fish goes to the surface, then your most common rig for a full day would probably be like a 25-pound lighter fly line bait outfit. And you can, same deal, full day fish, you could do anything with a 25-pound rod. You could fly line a sardine and catch a calico bass, or you could catch a yellowtail or a school-sized tuna. You know, but it just, the full day has changed, at least in San Diego, the full day has changed so much because they might be fishing yellowtail one day or they might be fishing 50-pound bluefin the next day. So the rig changes a little bit based on what we're catching. But if you had those two outfits, a relatively heavier 40-pound outfit and a little bit lighter 25-pound outfit, you would be covered for most of what would happen on a full day most of the time.
So head for your local tackle store and use their expertise to find the right gear and get a couple, two rigs. You're going to need two.
I think it's safer, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
That was awesome. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into it and talk to Ben. He's calling us from Golden Hill this morning. What's up, Ben? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are
you, Ben?
Guys?
Great.
Hey, great the other day at tackle day. That was awesome, rolling around with my daughter and just cruising around the shop with everybody. That was an awesome event, you know, and replacement of the Fred Hall, you know.
That's cool, Ben. Well, thanks for coming down.
My question is, what about fishing a personal kite on a day and a half or something like that? Do you have guys that ever bring their own kite? You know, I have aspirations of getting my own boat here soon, but I'd like to get a kite and learn how to use it appropriately with, you know, an electric reel and whatnot. Did you guys ever have anybody come out and want to kind of, like, I guess, do it all themselves from start to finish, you know, send their own kite out and get it set up? You might need help with the guy up there that's already, you know, on the kite deck up there, but just to kind of, like, learn how to use your gear before you're out there on a boat trying to, like, do it without any instruction, you know, from people that do it every day.
Yeah, so, I mean, with us, you know, on some of our charters and stuff like that, you know, we'll get you know, multiple balloons or kites going. The problem that we run into is if you get too much stuff in the air and you start tangling yourself up, then nobody's fishing.
Right.
So there's a fine line between, you know, fishing one or two baits really well between fishing six baits that are tangled up. So, you know, it really comes down to conditions, what things are going on, and how we can most be effective, because, you know, Not every time is more better. And our crew, you know, if you were to come out with us and you want to, you know, to try to figure out how that stuff works, myself and all of our crew, we try to pride ourselves in being very personable. And we'd be more than, you know, just like most of the guys in the fleet, be more than willing to give you a little tutorial on what we do and our little tips and tricks to keep things fishing right.
I was going to mirror what you just said. Like, the going on a boat like the Pacifica would be a great way to learn how to do it. Doing it yourself just isn't feasible, because a kite fishing and, you know, like a kite presentation and fishing, it's just not a one-man job. Like, you couldn't put your own kite up there, because once you're attached to a fish, the kite is still up there and needs to get dealt with, and it's just it's just not feasible from a sport boat to do your own kite thing start to finish, like you were talking about, Ben. It's a great spot to learn how to do it, and then you take that and apply it to your own boat, but it's just not a one-person thing to get the kite up and out and then the bait fished and the kite retrieved and all that kind of stuff. It's not a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into him and talk to John? He's calling us from Huntington Beach. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Actually, we might have gone through John. How about Randy from Costa Mesa up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Sorry, Randy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a great show. Good morning, as always. Hey, I wanted to ask a couple of questions. One, can you tell us a little bit about the Pacifica, her background, accommodations, galley, that kind of thing? And then two, I'm thinking about buying a Speedmaster 20, and what is a Hagani body?
Good questions.
So as far as the Pacifica goes, 65-foot Seaway. We were built in the late 70s. We've got, you know, downstairs in the bunk room, 30 bunks, 12 double-wide bunks. In our galley, you know, we've got a full galley seating for, you know, 16 to 18 people.
Nice.
Yeah, we hold, you know, I scoop bait pretty light, but we hold a little over 300 scoops of bait.
Wow.
And then up top in the bridge, we've got all the latest and greatest equipment from sonars and radars and stabilized binoculars and chart plotters.
RSW fish hold?
Yeah, refrigerated fish hold. All of it. Before we bought the boat, it was named Dominator. What's that?
Load.
What kind of load?
Our load. So we have 30 bunks on our overnight and day and a half trips. We take 30, but as the length of the trip gets longer, we shorten the load. I think a couple of our 2.5 days we limited to 22 people.
Nice, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Excuse me. What about the Hagani bunny?
You could correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Hagane is in reference to the gearing, not into the body. But I definitely could
be. I think that the Hagane body actually gives you more stiffness in the body of the reel.
I know that the Hagane gearing system is just like it's just an ultra smooth gearing system that they have. But you could be very right. Shimano has some very creative nomenclature for some of their features, and
one thing you don't want in a reel, and there are some reels that are made this way, that they have a tendency under load to torque and move, and you don't want that because it'll interfere with the performance of the reel, the gearing, the actual castability.
Flex in the reel doesn't affect castability; it affects your torque, and so. Although it's in very minor amounts, any little bit of flex in the frame is where you lose a lot of your power that you're applying to the reel. Like that's where it escapes from, and it doesn't get to the gears. And when you go back to hooking a fish on your newels and your graphite frames and all of those things that were super light and cast super good, but all that is allowed to flex a lot more than like you're talking about.
And Shimano's Hagani body that they put on several reels helps to keep that reel from flexing.
Their biggest deal, like in their when they're building those reels, is like they're a cold forged body. So, and I'm sure that's what they call it, but they basically take a big chunk of metal and they squeeze it and smash it into an extremely dense, smaller piece of metal. Then they take that out and machine the frame out of that. So it is an extremely rigid one piece thing that just allows for the least. Virtually no to the least amount of flex possible, and that just basically keeps all that power in there. There's no flex where that's robbing it.
And that's what makes the reel so great.
There you go.
One of the things that makes it great, for sure. Grant from San Carlos asked about daytime flatfall fishing, Andrew, via the text through the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Daytime, did you catch much on the flatfall during the day?
Yeah, definitely. When it's light out, you can definitely get away with, or you want to fish a little bit smaller jig than you would at night. I know, was it last year? Was that the color they called it? Katy Perry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pink and blue.
Yeah, that one was, it was pretty effective. Like I said, a little bit smaller. Really the same exact style as you would do at night. I'd say the only difference is maybe a little bit smaller jig.
But you're seeing a lot more bites at night on the flatfall.
Yeah, I would say during the day, if you were trying to get down a little bit deeper, the sinker rig might be a little bit more effective than the flatfall.
Okay.
But, you know, every day is different.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into them. And with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our fishdope.com report with our fishdope.com report. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide today. That's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. Let's talk to the man. Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, Pete, Rick. Good morning, good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Oh, my goodness. What a week. We need that wind to stop blowing. So hopefully tomorrow the big blow blows it all out and it's over. Let's hope and pray. But On Friday, a couple of my clients ran down there looking for that bluefin, and with that little tiny break in the wind, and they found that bluefin, Pete and Rick, on the other side of the line down there by the 302, but nice. It didn't want to bite, but they looked at lots of schools of breezing fish and little foamers and stuff, so that bluefin's right here ready to jump on all of our boats. The really cool thing that's going on is what Old Glory went down there and found again. There's so much yellowtail on the kelps down below there. How bitchin' is that, Andrew? That's going to be so fun. Why we look for the bluefin to have that yellowtail on the kelps. That's like a godsend for all of us.
Yeah,
and hopefully
like a really
that stuff
good grade.
Just. Exactly. They won't be calling them rats, thank God.
Yeah, I don't think rats swim, do they?
No, not so much. And a yellowtail is a yellowtail. And you know, guy, you know me, so let's not say any more. But, the lobster fishing, Pete and Rick, very, very good last night. A couple of my clients sent me texts. They had really good fishing there up there at Redondo at Flat Rock. Very, very good limit-style fishing for the lobsters up there. We only got 4 days left, and then it's over. So if you want to go catch some lobsters, I would say wait till this big blow Monday and get out there Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's over Wednesday night. So
Wednesday at midnight,
go.
Right?
Yes, sir. That's what they're selling us. So,
yeah.
Catalina, if we get any consistent weather, there's so much squid over there, I think you're going to see some phenomenal sea bass fishing, but it's just weather-related. I mean, Brandon Hayward had a little bite over there the other day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fish up and down the coast. I mean, stuff's everywhere. We just need the wind to stop blowing, and that would be bitching.
Yeah, and it looks like starting next week, it might give us a break for here.
I hope so.
So
ready.
And, of course, fishdope.com has all the info of what's going on. I mean, those guys are so on that Catalina stuff and offshore and everything else. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Captain Dave, how do we find you?
Well, if you guys want to, I heard that guy calling a minute ago about learning how to use the kite. If you guys want to learn how to fish for fish in Southern California, go to yoursaltwaterguide.com. We got you covered on whatever level you're looking at. Go to yoursaltwaterguide.com. I got you covered, and I'll talk to you guys next
Captain
Sunday.
Dave, but do you have a video on the life jacket?
No, we do not have a video on the life jacket, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Kelly out this afternoon on the skiff, and we're going to go make one. Now we got something to do.
There you go. I just gave you a new idea. All right,
thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Pete. Thanks. Bye.
Appreciate that. That's our catch report from Dave.
Going to be wrapped up by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more information or get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
All right, on the Hagane body from Shimano, according to the Shimano website, Shimano.com, Hagane body is a metal reel body with high rigidity. The body stiffness and impact resistance virtually eliminates the body flexing. The result transforms the angler's actions directly into cranking power. It's efficiency through the strength. And here's another interesting text that we received from a listener, Joe in San Diego, said, Hagane in Japanese is Japanese for steel, which is interesting. So I guess they're trying to say that it's kind of like rigidity of steel. It's not steel. It's aluminum, but it's rigid like steel is what they're saying.
It's so funny that you looked, because I did the same thing like during the report,
yeah.
And the Hagane body said it was in reference to Hagane body provides a highly durable protection for all internal components.
There you go.
So,
all right.
But I think you're, yeah.
Yeah. The rigidity is transferred into the performance of the reel.
I can tell you something that's a lot more important than what it means. When you buy a Talica and you fire a bait out and you hook a big bluefin, it's a whole lot easier than turning the handle than it was on a 533 Newell back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And you can call it whatever you want,
yeah.
But I can tell you one thing. It works real, real good.
Whether it's a Speedmaster or a Talica, man.
Yeah.
The Hagane body, it works.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Don calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, good morning. Great subjects this morning, especially about those Talicas. There's nothing better out there. Andrew, describe, if you would, please, your recommendation for a, fishing deep with a sardine for bluefin using a weight.
The rubber
sinker rig.
Yeah, so my big thing I always tell people, or obviously full of one-liners, I tell people that if you're going to fish the sinker rig, fish it. The way I like to do it, we kind of judge the weight depending on where we're seeing the fish and how quickly the boat's drifting. Typically, it's anywhere from, I would say the standard would be 4 to 6 ounces, but there are times where we're using 8 or 10 ounces, and there's also times where we're using 2 ounces. But the standard would be 4 to 6 ounces. The way I recommend is a nose hook bait, which is probably the most important thing. If you hook the bait anywhere else, it just kind of looks like a helicopter going down backwards and not what you want. So a nose hook bait. When I get back to the fishing it side of things, I tell people to let the first 100 feet, just let it get down there to 100 feet. And then once you get down to 100 feet, you want to keep letting it out, but let it out real slow. After letting it out for 4 or 5 minutes or however long, and it seems like you're way out and away from the boat, wind it back up real slow. And I've noticed that a lot of our bites do come on the retrieve.
On the retrieve. Because you have nose hook bait.
Mm-hmm. Something about that sardine just tracking up through the water column, following that sinker.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat that. Mm-hmm. How far from the hook is the sinker?
Anywhere from, I would say 2 to 3 feet.
Okay. It doesn't have to be far away.
No.
And the size of the sinker?
It's 4 to 6 ounces, but, sometimes...
Depends on the drift and the wind?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it where it's like those lighter 1-2 ounce sinkers is just deadly.
Oh, really?
Okay. Which is like, we don't see that often, but when it seems like when they're on, when that's working, it's working. And then the other thing is when you're rubber banding your sinker on, you want to make sure that you have both eyes of the sinker attached to the line so it's not dangling. Because when that sinker just dangles from one of the two eyes, it makes it really snaggy. It always seems like it's looking for the guy next to you and getting you wrapped up. So by attaching both eyes of the sinker to the line with a rubber band, it makes it
single rubber band.
Yeah, it makes it streamlined. And I think it fishes a little bit better, but more importantly, you're getting less tangles.
Yeah,
that's a really good tip.
That's a really good tip. Hadn't heard that one before. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's keep it rolling. This time talking to Gus. Gus is calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Gus.
Boy, it's really strange not to be at the Hyatt in Long Beach today. I have a comment and a question. So I'm going to make the comment and then ask a question. Is that cool?
Go ahead.
I'm calling about Rollo's kids program, Friends of Rollo. And I just know a lot of these kids have been stuck at home, for the better part of a year or longer. And, with all the tackle being bought, and, maybe there's somebody has some tackle they'd like to donate. But, money talks, so cash is the best. But let's not forget about these kids this year, right now.
Good call,
they
definitely
need to get out. They need to get out, just get on the water. And my question is this. When you're connecting monofilament to Spectra, what is the preferred connection for that?
Monofilament to Spectra.
Well, it depends on the size. With the heavier stuff, I'm a huge fan of the Hollow Spectra and the crimps.
Loop to loop, the Sato crimp.
Making
your pre-made wind-ons,
mm-hmm.
and then loop to loop through the Hollow Spectra.
Yeah,
having Hollow Ace on your reel and running your line right through it and crimping it up.
Yep. Yeah, could do that too.
Yeah, like that, or the serves or the nail knots that Gary Terioka does. That's all great. Well, with the lighter stuff, uni to uni or the RP knot are a couple of the ones we use quite a bit. I would say with anything, you know, less than maybe 60 pound.
Okay.
It seems like
that. Yeah, that John Collins or RP knot is such a great knot.
Yeah, it's streamlined. It's tough. And you can't really mess it up.
Yeah, kind of fast. I dig that. Good call, Gus. Appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more great phone calls, more catch reports, and more information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're talking about the Pacifica on the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sado Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedros to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana, our Cedros Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Captain Andrew. If you want to get through, still plenty of Let's Talk Hookup in front of you. 213-432-1090 or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Just received a note from the one and only Mike Lum, amazing guy. The May 22nd Rollo used tackle sale is on.
All right.
At Seaforth Sport Fishing. It's going to be at Seaforth.
Cool.
And nice. I am telling you, Rollo has, so many generous listeners and people out there have donated tons of great tackle to Rollo. Mm-hmm. And this used tackle sale, they had it last year, is unbelievable.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And a great opportunity. So mark your calendar from May 22nd. And if you want to make a donation before the sale, it's a tax-deductible donation. You can drop it off at Dana Landing or Fisherman's Landing. And you can contact Tim at RolloKids.org for more information.
It is so easy. People do it all the time. If you replaced a bunch of gear and or you're cleaning out the garage of your old stuff that, you know, still plenty good, but know, let's place it. You replaced a 404 five times ago. You can literally just come by the tackle shop and drop it off. People do it all the time. Our boys will deal with it. They'll get it set aside. We've got a locker waiting for Tim and Mike, and then those guys will collect it and then assess it and put price on it. So everything that is anything that will make a couple of dollars is very worthy of. You know?
And all that money goes to taking kids fishing.
Totally.
So the May 22nd, mark your calendar, C4 Sport Fishing, the giant used tackle, Rollo used tackle sale. It's an event.
It is, and it's so easy. That's the part that I want to read. You don't need to make any arrangements. You don't need to do anything. Show up at Dana Landing, show up at Fisherman's Landing, and just say, hey, man, I got some gear for Rollo. The guys will take it, and that's it. You know, if you're cleaning out the garage and you need to make some space, it's a super, super easy process.
And then coming up right after that is going to be the Rollo Reel a Week. So
all
I'm just going to tease you a little bit.
Cool.
A lot of great events coming in to raise money to take kids fishing. Patrick G is on the line. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Andrew. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great.
Cool, cool. I wanted to call in and just let you know I had a trip on Friday out of Dana Ward Sport Fishing. It was kind of unique. I heard Brian Woolley on the radio about 3 weeks ago from Dana Ward Sport Fishing talking about their new four-pack boat they've got out of Dana there. So it kind of piqued my interest because one, it's a 26 foot Anderson and I've never fished on an Anderson. So I thought I'd give it a whirl. So I called in, made a reservation and we went Friday and it turned out to be a spectacular trip. We were between the weather. This is a real heavy boat, 11,000 pounds, which is super heavy. Yeah, he was in the yard and had it weighed, and he was surprised as well. But he's got a Cummings diesel on it. It cruises well. He's got it set up just about the way I would set it up. He's got 32 rod holders for four guys. So
that's
Yeah, that's our kind of guy because we want to bring everything we need. And anyway, we had limits of reds, rockfish, whitefish. It just spectacular trip and buzzed all the way back across the channel there, and it's a 5-to-5 trip. So for anybody that doesn't want to spend, you know, an overnight trip getting out there and back, this is definitely an option. The boat's called Lexi, L-E-X-C-E-A, and you can book it through Dana Ward Sport Fishing. And they take one person or two people or three people or four people. Of course, they like to get four for each trip, but I think two's minimum to go. And it's, I think it's $350 per person. So, I mean, it's very reasonable for a 5-to-5 out and back trip. And that includes, you know, they'll fillet the fish for you and all that. So,
Christian's a great guy. I've known him for a few years from back when I was driving the Thunderbird in Newport with Jeff. I got to know Christian. He's a really good, really nice guy and a good fisherman.
Yeah. He also said he'd been running yachts up with Bongos. So he's been around, really good guy, really personable. So, that's, you know, something different that I did, and I enjoyed it, and I think some of your listeners might enjoy it as well.
Nice tip, Patrick. Patrick
cool.
G,
yeah.
Always on the water and has the hot tip. Appreciate it, Patrick. Thanks a lot for joining us.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right.
Thanks, bro. Hey, we had a fun text come through via the Let's Talk Hookup app. This says, for Andrew, it's a follow-up question on the sinker rig slow retrieve. Where do you set your drag if you're fishing a lever drag reel? Do you like it at full strike or do you like it at slightly less? If slightly less, when do you then move to strike? That was from Don.
I would say, you know, especially like you said, the lever drag, I would go 3/4 of the way of what you plan on fighting the fish at. If you go 3/4 of the way, that way you don't get your arms jerked off.
Yeah.
You know, in case it's an aggressive bite. You know, and then, you know, as the, you know, if you do get a bite and the fish is hooked, you can kind of ease that pressure on there. And, you know, obviously you don't want to do anything too quick or abrasively. But, yeah, 3/4 of the way,
okay.
I would say.
That's a good tip. Appreciate it.
And then if you need to put it to them, you can still got a little room left.
Yeah, what do they call it on the pen? Sunset?
Yeah, exactly. Strike, full, and sunset.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it, man. We're going to talk next up to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Going to be a great time to be a fisherman as soon as this wind stops, huh? Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I get to kick myself twice because I waited for Del Mar last year, Fred Hall, and here I am again missing it. strikeout.
But, 2022, you know, we'll be back.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm waiting, you know. Hey, now, you never mentioned who you got for crew on there. And another question is, you know Don's listening, so don't use any code names. how about trolling for bluefin? You know, my motto is, why drive over a fish and not present something? Because once you've seen all five go off, it's kind of a bug with me, you know. And for all you guys that want to troll, make sure you reel them in. Just don't run away from it when somebody finally sees a patch of fish or something. I'm always back there helping the crew reel them in. Oh, gosh, that's got to drive you nuts. But what's the trick to trolling for bluefin? They just don't like it or what?
Yeah, I mean, the whole, every aspect of bluefish fishing is finesse, and I think driving over the top of them at 9 knots isn't exactly,
yeah,
you know.
It's not real finesse.
The opposite of finesse.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as trolling goes, I guess you could consider us skipping the yummy flyer trolling, which is, you know, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that, but that's a really effective way, or especially in years past, to catch them. I know that the Halcos a couple years ago, we're definitely getting some bites trolling. But, you know, we're big fans of trolling.
You've caught some bluefin on troll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think the only time we really don't troll is when there's a lot of skipjack around and you end up, you know, stopping the boat every five minutes. And, and you start going backwards. But, yeah, it seems like we always got something back there.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you, this week's edition of Western Out There News, always loaded with lots of stuff, lots of It's a real crappy edition. It's got lots of crappy on the front page there, and you'll have to check that out, and a lot of other great stories about the Rockfish Opener and more. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Some slabs, man. Those are real ones. How about Lonnie in San Diego up next on Let's Talk Google? What's up, Lonnie?
Let's Talk Google. What's up, Lonnie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Jake and Andrew.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hi, Lonnie.
Yeah, we got some funky feedback with Lonnie there. Why don't we keep rolling and talk to John? John's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. I want to ask if, for people like me that sleep with a CPAP, do I need to request a certain bunk, or do all the bunks, are they all equipped with the with outlets now?
So on our boat, we have four separate outlets in the bunk room that are kind of centrally located so they can reach most bunks with, you know, either being right next to it or have a short extension cord. But when you do sign up for one of our trips and you're picking out your bunk on our bunk room layout, where the outlets are at is clearly on there, and you can just kind of talk to whoever's behind the counter, whether it's Kirk or Jeff or whoever, and they can make sure that you're next to one of those things, because it's a fairly common thing. Seems
That's
like,
a good call.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, not every trip, but every other trip seems like we got one or two of those things going. So we keep those. We try to make sure that that's accommodated.
Yeah. So you put an outlet in the cluster of four. That one can handle. You know, you do a couple of those, you handle the whole bunk room.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Perfect. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That Roy in Huntington Beach wants to know, how do you hook the sinker with one rubber band flat like that? I want to know that too. That's
So it's actually fairly simple, I guess. Describing it would be a lot harder than showing
you. Radio.
So what we do is you loop the rubber band onto the line. So the sinker's the rubber band is attached to the line. Then you push the other end, you know, that's obviously not looped on the line. Push it through the top eye, and then back through the bottom eye, if you can imagine that.
Okay.
And then.
And then cause a loop there.
Well, and then all you have to do is slide your hook through that other end of the rubber band that's, it's hard to explain.
Yeah. So
maybe Rick, you can help me out.
No, I'm with you. You got a rubber band on the line.
Right.
You push that through one end of the sinker. You lay your line now is laying down lengthwise with the sinker. You, like, I would almost make, like, a revolution around the sinker and then push your line back through the sinker loop.
The second eye.
Then take your, you know, so now you've got a little loop of rubber band that's pushed through the bottom end. You you take your line and push it through that loop, and then when you let it go, that rubber band then cinches up and holds the piece of line. Your, you know, your hook is dangling now 4 feet below it, and the rubber band has grabbed the line up top where you started, and then it grabbed the second time when you pushed it through the bottom rung of the sinker. But just go on the Pacifica, because the guys will show you. You're right. It's a super easy thing, but it's easier seen than explained.
No, I get it. Yeah, you have to run the hook through that bottom loop and then bring it down, and that'll bring it cinched up right to the line.
Yeah, I'm sure Dave's got a video on that, right?
If
he does, he's got some homework.
Yeah. I'll bet he's got it
somewhere.
This week. Exactly.
All right, good question, though.
Yeah, totally. Hey, how about we roll on and this time talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. Hey, I know that all the captains that I hear on the show, they're very complimentary of every other captain, and it just seems like a well-knit group of guys that try to help out each other. But if you had to give your sales pitch for your boat, what would you say sets you apart from everybody else?
For us, well, like I said, the biggest thing is – one, being that we all try to be real personal and always have a good attitude. We try to take good care of the boat. And then we take a lot of pride in the quality of fish that comes out of our fish hold. Most guys in our fleet, like you say, being complimentary and living up to the stereotype. You know, everyone fishes pretty hard. Everyone fishes pretty well for the most part. But, you know, the things that we focus on is not only fishing well and fishing hard, is being personable. You know, stay on top of the boat, making the boat nice and comfortable and clean, and then a good quality of fish coming out of our fish hold.
Very good. All
That's
right.
Awesome, man.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Interesting text here. Please do include your name, though, but the gentleman says he's a huge fan, so we like him, too. So.
All right.
Anyway, yo-yo and surface iron. How do you get bit? That he wants to know. I've never haven't had much success getting bit on a yo-yo and a surface iron. What are some of the tricks that you use?
Well, if he's not getting bit on the yo-yo, he's not whining fast enough.
That's key, huh?
Yeah, or he's on the wrong boat.
Yeah.
Just with the yo-yo, being persistent and cranking a lot.
Let me throw one more out there. It's just half joke, but half not. Or you're not fishing a heavy enough jig.
Yeah, that's a big one.
If there's a little bit of sinker, little wind, and that thing's scoped out and it's just not getting to them, or by the time it gets down, it's scoped out to a 45-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
You're not down in the zone. So make sure you're fishing heavy enough, number one. Make sure you wind fast enough on the yo-yo, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Color make a difference?
Yes and no. There's certain times where color does make a difference, and other times I think just a good jig or fishing it right is the more important part. And then the surface iron.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Being aware of your surroundings, I would say, is the biggest part to getting bit on the surface iron. Really watching what's going on around you and being able to cast at a target. Watching the bird life, because a lot of the time when you're fishing yellowtail, the birds will kind of tip you off where the fish are at, and kind of casting at the birds and being able to get a good cast in. And then... You know, I would say that's a biggest
selecting the right jig too.
Yeah,
but like everything adds up to getting a bite. You know, all of those things, a good jig and a good color and all those things. But those are such minor in comparison to what Andrew just said. Like putting that lure where it needs to be at the right time is everything. Like a cast on a very mediocre, quote unquote, funky colored lure that's cast right at a spot of fish that are there and chasing a bait around will get a bite so much more frequently than a great swimming lure that's just cast in the middle of the ocean with no fish around it. You know, like accuracy and awareness of what's going on will make the difference of your surface iron fishing. And then, for sure, a good swimming lure that's a good color and all those things play some importance. But
yeah, it doesn't
casting,
hurt.
And don't give up. Keep at it.
Casting that thing where it needs to be. That's the big deal.
It's the old story, time on the water. More time you spend doing it, you're going to perfect it.
Totally.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Rich calling from Bradley is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rich.
Good morning. This is Rich. And I've got a tackle question for you. When is it important and when is it not important to swap out the treble hooks on different types of jigs and irons and cold snipers and like that for the single hooks? And what would be your method for selecting the right hook when you do want to swap them out for a single hook?
Well, I mean, on the Pacifica when your treble hook, one of them falls off and it's down to two. That's kind of when we swap them out. or when they get bent out, or, you know, like I said, really, the only time we change them is when one of the three falls off or it gets opened up.
When you buy, if you're fishing for bigger fish, though, you want to make sure that the hook that comes on the jig that you have is adequate for that fish, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the bigger fish, we don't fish a whole lot of treble hooks.
Yeah. Single hook.
Yeah, yeah. Like two single hooks with those little leashes on them.
Right.
Is kind of the best way.
The assist hooks.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say where we swap out the treble hooks the most is probably on those Colt Snipers, totally. Especially after a few fish. The ones out of the box, I think, are pretty good, but, you know, like anything else, they wear out.
I think that they're very good for what they are, and mm-hmm. I just think when that lure was made, it was never intended to catch the size of fish that we put in. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a salmon, a rockfish, or whatever lure, and they have really good parts and pieces on them, but to ask, and it's the same thing with flatfall. Like, that thing was never designed to go catch 200-pound tunas. We just, unfortunately, they work so damn good, we ask more of it than they were made for. So either a little hook swap, probably a good call.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on board the Pacifica. We got a day and a half trip for a lucky caller. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner going fishing on a day-and-a-half trip on board the Pacifica is going to Gus in Burbank. Gus, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the Pacifica.
Oh, yeah. You'll have a good time with Captain Andrew. And very, very nice of you, Captain Andrew. Appreciate that very much. Somebody gets a go, we'll get you set up and get you ready to go on the Pacific to go catch some fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, still doing boat work, but you'll be on schedule here pretty soon.
Yeah, right now we're looking at, I think it's April 9th.
April 9th is your target date?
Yeah, that's our target date. And, you know, if we can get the last couple things buttoned up sooner, we'll be going.
Yeah, and will you be mostly targeting this early bluefin tuna season?
Yeah, I think to start
day and a half.
Yeah, just right out of the gate, we'll be fishing for Yeah, bluefin.
Nice.
Bluefin, that's
nice. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip and also a charter, too, don't forget, you two have some open charter dates.
Yeah, we do. So if you want to get a hold of us or come fishing, you can book your trip online at pacificasportfishing.com, or you could call Seaforth Landing directly at 619-224-3383. Is the number to get a hold of those guys.
Talk to one of the guys over there, like Marcos on the radio,
or
any of the guys, and they'll set you up either with a charter where you can charter the whole boat or get an open party spot.
Yeah, exactly.
And you actually have an open party schedule already up.
Through July, yeah.
Through July.
Yeah.
And then when will you add in the August, September?
I think fairly soon. We'll get the rest of the year put together and get it up online.
Yeah, cool. Well, great, Andrew. Appreciate it. Great job, and look forward to hearing you from the boat. Call us up and let us know how they're biting. Always nice to hear from the boat. And thank you out there. Sure appreciate Andrew, man in the phones, and, of course, our buddy, the birthday boy today, Adam Clark, for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And we're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. A couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance will be with us on Saturday. And then next Sunday, Captain Art Taylor will be with us from The Searcher. Of course, you can always listen to archives. You missed part of the show today. It's a great show, so you don't want to miss it. Go back to our Let's Talk Hookup app and check that out. It's a free download either on Google Play or on the App Store on your iPhone or your other device. And don't forget the Let's Talk Hookup website where we have all our trips and information on that. Let's Talk Hookup.com. Don't forget, all those resources are there for you. 724 anytime you want it. And of course, we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right here. Scott on Saturday and then Captain Art on Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.